Speaking of that word, frustration last night, 24-0 at halftime. I was just gutted. I wanted this game to be tight. David Kidwell joins us before he heads back out of Canberra, back to Sydney with the boys. David, let's get into this. As I said, it was a tough watch. Thank God for me, the mid-year test has been consigned to the trash heap because it has been a bloody nightmare for Kiwi sides, including yours, David.
Yeah, it has, mate. And our record is not great, you know. We've only had two wins in 98 and 2015. So, you know, the history there for the Anzac test, you know, we don't have very good results. And, you know, we had a purpose that we wanted to try and change that perception. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, Australia got out to a big lead in the first half. And, you know, to the boys' credit, you know, they come back and I sort of gave them a little rev up at halftime to try and, you know, put a bit of pride back into that jersey. And to their credit, you know, they kept their heads up high and didn't drop their heads.
But respectfully, David, it didn't matter. For me at halftime, I was already writing my notes for the show this morning. It was 24-0, same result or same scoreline that it was for the Four Nations final. David, it was game over. I mean, a lot of people, I imagine a lot of fans are saying to me last night, they switched over because of the utter disappointment on that first half performance.
Yeah, well, the game wasn't over for me, mate, that's for sure, and those guys as well. You know, we wanted to, you know, at least, you know, finish that second half and work on things and build on things that we need to build on, you know, coming into this World Cup. And, you know, full credit to Australia, you know, we had some attacking sets on their line and they defended well, you know, and then they took the intercept pass and, you know, those games and those things, moments in the game, you know, can really break you.
The thing here is, David, is that there is a wee bit of panic over here, as you can imagine, this afternoon in New Zealand, because people are sitting back saying, what are we now, 6 months out from a World Cup here? This is a continuation on what we saw in 2016, a combined total, I think, of 130-odd points versus 30 in the last five matches played between these two sides. The gap has only got bigger. That is the concern, which I think is a fair one, isn't it, from a lot of Kiwi League fans at the moment.
Well, I don't think the gap's getting bigger, mate, to be honest with you. You know, these boys, you know, prepared well. We just need to polish up on a few things, you know, execution at the start, you know, really get into that game. You know, the way we started the second half is the way we want to start at the start of the game. And, you know, to full credit to Australia, you know, they took the opportunities. But there's no need to panic. I don't think, you know, we've got another 6 months. I said to the guys at the end, you know, I want guys who want to put their hand up and play some consistent footy for their club. And I want some hungry guys in there who want to make a change and who want to win this World Cup.
Look, David Kibble, let me ask you this very honest question. In the past, and I put this to Stephen Kearney, your predecessor as well, there have been times, we know the 2013 World Cup final, which was an absolute disaster, where players have not fronted for that Kiwi jersey. There have been times, maybe last year, that Four Nations campaign against Scotland and that 18-all draw, where Kiwi players have not fronted for their country. Was that the case last night?
No, I don't think so. You know, I thought the guys who really put up their hand was, you know, Simon Mannering. You know, it was good to see Russell Packer back in there. Cody Nathrema when he come on, you know, for that stint in a position where he's not really familiar, but he did a really good job. So, you know, these guys want to put their hand up for the Kiwis. You know, it's a big year this year. It's a World Cup year. You know, we need to really focus on, you know, each time we put on that jersey, we'll be working on stuff. We'll be ready.
But the thing is, David, I don't see any improvement. You're telling me there is improvement. I don't see it.
Yeah, well, mate, you know, if there's improvement inside our camp, you know, we're just going to make sure that we put them to the on-field performance, mate. And, you know, these boys, you know, I can't fault the preparation, you know, so we're looking to really improve for this World Cup, mate.
Look,
it's a red-hot Australian team at the moment, and, you know, full credit to Mel Meninga. He's got them firing. So, you know, we hopefully only have to play them one more time, and that's in that final.
Because this is how I feel, David. I feel like we've gone back to that time where we'd win one of every four, every five matches played against Australia. Then we went to 2014 where we won the Four Nations campaign, which was just amazing, as you well know, because you were part of that. We showed in the 2015, as you said, Anzac Test, where we managed to absolutely belt them. It feels to me like we've just gone backwards, David. If you look at the results, they show that.
Yeah, well, the results show it, but I don't feel like we're going backwards, mate, to be honest with you. And, you know, we've got to look forward, you know. We've got to close that gap that you've said, and we've got to work hard. And, you know, having more tests than New Zealand is a step forward in doing that, you know. So I don't know when the last time an Anzac test was in New Zealand, actually, to be honest with you.
It was years ago. Years ago.
It was, exactly. So the more tests we can have, you know, the Kiwis playing in front of a New Zealand crowd, the better.
How much of a factor, okay, let me balance this out. How much of a factor do you think it's been that these games have always been played in Australia? And to point this out, there's a couple of reasons to the listeners. Financial reasons, also that Channel 9, under the existing television deal, have had the right to say where this match is played, which is always in Australia. How much of a hindrance has that been to you guys?
Oh, look, it's definitely an advantage for Australia playing here in Australia, like it would be if we were playing in New Zealand. You know, when we became the number one nation, you know, we didn't even have a test when we were number one in New Zealand, you know. So, you know, we've got to look at that. But the current reality is we've got games in New Zealand coming up for the World Cup. So we've got to build on that. We've got to make sure we perform and, you know, get into that final. And like I said to the boys, we only have to play Australia one more time this year when we make that final.
David, you were very honest with me around about October last year on the back of that. I think it was, what, 26-6 in Perth, and you said you may have been a tad naive when it came to the interchanges, Jason Tomalolo on the sideline. You've had another few months now. There was the review done by Sport NZ. You're spending a lot more time with the likes of Shane Richardson, who is a rugby league stalwart. We've got him on the program later on. Do you feel like you're learning in this job? I mean, that's the thing over here, kid, David. There is a lot of people sitting back saying, have you got the experience for a World Cup campaign?
Yeah, mate, I'm definitely confident that I have, you know, and you're right, it's a process that I'm going through, but, you know, I've got some good people around me, and, you know, I'm confident that we can come back and make sure we have a really good and perform in that World Cup campaign.
Do you think you've got total buy-in from the boys? And I mean, that's a hard question for me to ask, but do you think you've got absolute buy-in from that squad of yours?
You know, that's, you know, you touched on your results. Unfortunately, you know, from the outside point of view, it will look like, you know, we haven't got all the buy-in. But I can tell you right now that, you know, the boys all bought in this week. You know, we had to wait for the Warrior boys to come in from, you know, on Monday we didn't get together, you know, until Monday. But, you know, we come together. We had a really good prep for the week. We just got to make sure that, you know, we start better. We're tighter in our defence there. We take our opportunities. You know, if we score that, you know, that try and 6-6, it's going to be a different game there. But unfortunately, you know, Ferguson gets it and intercepts the ball. And, you know, those things sort of break your spirit. But, you know, those guys come back in the second half. We could have dropped our head more, but, you know, they come back and they fought.
David, I'll leave you with this. I saw the press conference, and clearly Mal Meninga's column fired up a lot of people about the accusation that the Kiwis hadn't done enough to grow the game. It looked kind of awkward there where Mal was having to answer those questions to the Australian media with you beside him. Did you have any words with Mal himself about those concerns?
Yeah. No, I didn't, to be honest with you. And I thought, you know, we, like I said, we had limited preparation. You know, we didn't get together till Monday afternoon due to the NRL scheduling. And, you know, we did our obligations then. You know, would it be a different story if the test was in New Zealand? That's what I'd like to put out there. So, you know, we've just got to look forward.
Okay, we've got Alex Hayton on the program later, your CEO. Last time I chatted with him, he was saying there was going to be the potential of home and away series over the next 5 years. What are you hearing in terms of the future now that the Anzac test is dead and buried?
yeah, I'm not privileged to those conversations, mate. It's something that we have to talk to Alex about. But like I said, we need more tests in New Zealand with the Kiwis playing in front of New Zealand crowds.
All right, I want to give you David, there will be a lot of frustrated, angry Kiwi supporters here. I've read it on Facebook. There were hundreds of posts come on my page last night. I've listened to Talkback this morning before we came on air as well. Give them something to feel, I guess, some hope for 6 months out from this World Cup campaign.
Mate, we just have to have faith, you know, stick solid with us because, you know, we are working hard. And I know everyone in this campaign, you know, is gutted about the result. But we're working really hard. And we're really looking forward to playing out our World Cup games in New Zealand, you know, making our family proud and, you know, winning that World Cup this year.